Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And by the way, next week I'll have word on a couple of new affiliates. You're going to love this when I tell you where they're going to be. But anyway, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and EMS workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also jumps over to Felix and the guys and gang, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and air, the jet fuel, to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in there and listening to us, and our Amazon truck drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Trump's website, social website. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, Captain lower space S America, all one word. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line who's been waiting patiently. I'm going to bring her in here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, this is Trish. Good morning, Denise. Good morning.
Good morning.
Matt. Hi.
I just want to make a point here. We must remember that Trump was immersed in the worst media blitz on degrading his personality. So now people immediately want to not back him. Well, this man is... had over 200 Trump-backed candidates that won. I hadn't heard 200 Mitt Romney-backed candidates ever. So we need, we also won the House. Hasn't happened in 60 years. We also won a blanket. You see, don't forget, in Florida, we won a blanket win with DeSantis, but Trump made DeSantis. I voted for DeSantis because of Trump. We have to stay true to the one who brought you to the dance. And this man has endured awful pains and strides to make it to this point. He has transformationally changed the outlook of America. Now, I saw his speech the other night. It was fantastic. It is exactly the Trump I want. And four of my Democratic female friends said, hey, no more Democrats. I'm done. Republican. They are not Republicans. Mm-hmm. They can't stand all the lunacy. And this is communism. You got to understand. It's socialist communism. And they're trying to transform our country into something it's not.
Yeah.
So please, please back Trump with all your heart. I will wave my sign. My friends will wave the sign. We are backing Trump 100%. Okay. And this is a suburban educated woman speaking here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. We're going to talk about it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, you heard what she had to say. Now it was.
I will say this. I will say the Trump that went into office, went into the presidency, isn't the same Trump that came out.
Right.
It does change
people.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, I mean, can we imagine what actually could have been accomplished if two things did not happen in his administration? Both were out of his control. One is the media and the other is the pandemic.
Yep.
If you take those two things out, imagine what 4 years he could have accomplished, and then the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
And he is a fighter. I mean, he fought back every single way that he could against the forces of his administration. At the end, he was not the same man as it went in. I mean, Trump is a very generous guy. He's got a lot of humor. He's very good at relationships. And, I mean, the man was constantly, because of having to be on defense, he went hard on offense.
Well, again, my background to him is a union in New York, and he always took care of the union guys. He was all about the union and kidding and joking with him and doing some different things and all that. And when I used to do the inspection on some of the structures that he had permits up for, he'd go, "I want a good report there. How much the guy to give you?" Just kidding about, you know, making a statement like that. He would never do that. But it was always funny when you'd see him, and he'd have a big smile. He'd have a big laugh and all that. It was really good.
But I will say this, too. Trump's doctrine is not exclusive to Trump.
Nope.
A lot of the doctrine came from conservative organizations out there. And there are a lot of them. I mean, you had the Heritage Foundation, maybe kind of sort of a Cato, sometimes not, Hudson, Heartland. So, there are others out there that helped him along in his administration. The one thing that, he was benevolent when it came to social issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what he did to the black colleges and make sure that they were funded.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to come right back. And, caller, if you want to hold on the line, you'll be the first one up when we come back. I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the website, find out what's going on. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. Rolling on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And before we get back to Denise and the caller that's on the line, I need to remind you that this segment is brought to you by Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. And they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure well over 25 million drivers now, and that number continues to go up. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. They'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll do all that, too. But where you save the money is when you bundle. When you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy along with your car policy with Geico, you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out. You can go online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can also find out where the agent is. If you want to talk to the agent, talk to someone in person. Whatever works for you, works for them. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. It's Ian, and let's find out what Ian wants. Okay, Ian, go for it.
I just wanted to say, you know, I listened to what you said, and I agree with a lot of it, but look, I've been involved in conservative politics and nationalist politics, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, localist, since 1978. That's going on 45 years now. This is nothing new. The Republicans are not our saviors. Now, I'm not saying, unfortunately, we're in a two-party country. We need more than one party. We're stuck with the Republicans. They screwed over Robert Taft in the 50s. They screwed over Barry Goldwater in the 60s. They screwed over a whole bunch of conservatives in the 70s. They screwed over Reagan in the 80s, Pat Buchanan and Ed Allen in the 90s. What they're doing to Trump is nothing new. Trump really was a liberal Republican in the very good sense of the word. He was a 1960s Republican. Yeah. He was never a hard, fire-breathing right-winger like me. Now, I'm not saying that he was bad. But what I'm saying is in this country, unfortunately, over the last 60 years, the Overton window has moved so far left that, in my opinion, right now, the Republicans are basically a mild center-left party, and the Democrats are full-on communist. We don't really have a conservative, moderate right, like Hugh Hewitt says. Hugh Hewitt is getting high on his own supply, but that's another story. And we don't have really a conservative, a moderate, soft nationalist, a libertarian, localist type party. We don't have it. Unfortunately, we're channeled into the Republican Party.
Okay.
That's the way the system is. And one last thing, this vote that just went down, 12 Republicans just voted with the Democrats in the lame duck to codify homosexual marriage.
Yep.
That's two men and two women marrying. What do we need the Republicans for?
Yep.
Okay? We don't. Mm. They stab us in the back every time. We need to start working at the local level.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay?
That's where the power is.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah. Now, I don't disagree with that because I've always said, think nationally, but act locally.
Well, I think in a handful of states around the country, that's really kind of what happened here in the midterm.
Correct.
And that's why, you know, everybody is very much pro-DeSantis. They were pro-DeSantis before the midterms. I mean, I do many, many radio interviews and watch people find out where I am. And they go, you know, your governor is going to be the next president. I just said, leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that all the time because the power should be with the state and not with the federal government.
Right.
Congress is dealing with legislation that they have no business having the legislation, period, to start with.
Yep.
They should not be in social issues, period.
Mm-hmm.
It should be at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government should not be the size that it is.
That was the way our country was set up to begin with.
Well, of course it is.
Yep, and we all know that.
I mean, to be a president should really almost be insignificant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they now have grown to the point where the federal government wields power over states.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the government doing in the healthcare business? What are they doing in the education business?
I'd like to know, but
what are they doing in the abortion business or the marriage business? They have no business.
Nope, they don't. Now let's take this caller because it's Backgammon Bob. So Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Ken. As far as President Trump goes, I think he's got 2 years to change his image. And maybe more like 2 years.
Don't you think he kind of started it with that speech? He was well toned down.
Yes, I agree. And that's true. But one time doesn't prove it to everybody, you know?
No, I know.
And you got to do that. And he's got to have an image of more like Reagan-esque. You know, I know he's not going to totally emulate Reagan, but he's got to do that. And that's just all there is to it. All right, Kevin.
All right, let me establish something to begin with here. Ronald Reagan was the one president in my lifetime that I did the best of any of the presidents. And by the best, I mean that's when I made rank in the fire service. That's when I got promotions and pay raises in the fire service. That's when my trucking business took off like a rocket ship. And my wife was my partner. And we went from one truck to 9 trucks. To brokering a bunch of trucks. It was great times when Reagan was around. And even the first couple of years or so of George H.W. Bush. But then after that, it just went, uh-oh, who turned the light out?
I guess you could put all of what you just said into one particular thing, and that is, that we have turned our destiny over the years to China.
Yes.
We are reliant on China.
Yep.
If we weren't reliant on China, we would not have supply chain issues. We would not have quality issues. We would not have transportation issues. We wouldn't have energy issues. We wouldn't have education issues. We wouldn't have spies. China has infected virtually every single part of our lives, period, in report. You can't go over to Amazon and buy anything that's not made in China.
Correct.
And that into itself is a criminal, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, every part of our existence, they're in our education, they're, you know, I mean, it's, anyway.
Well, I got something for you here, because I found something out yesterday. I did a little snooping. I was wanted to see if this was right. But did you know that 2 weeks after he was inaugurated, President Joe Biden traveled over to the State Department to deliver a speech about his foreign policy? And as of today, and I don't understand why this is the way it is, but this number is correct. As of today, the United States has sent over $309 billion to Communist China.
For what?
For business creation, for the pandemic stuff, the drugs, all that sort of stuff, the companies that have moved there, that's for what?
I'm not sure, you know, what those facts are, but I will tell you this. The Biden administration is subservient to Beijing.
Sure.
That's a fact.
Sure.
And, you know, the Biden administration has a Made in America office. I'm not sure if anybody realizes that exists.
I do.
We're going to start making things here in the United States again. Well, we're not. The CHIPS Act that everybody was just jumping up and down and celebrating that was passed so we could have chips made here. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was a boondoggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one country that benefited off the CHIPS Act is what? Ding, 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 China.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, of course, when you look at all this stuff and you see all the different places where China's got their fingers in, somehow, somewhere, it's everywhere, not just here, but it's everywhere around the world.
Well, and what China has done is what we call, or what is called, or I call, debt trapping.
Yep.
So they go to these countries, and they don't have to be third world countries anymore. They can be large countries like a Brazil.
Yep.
And they have said, hey, we'll loan you the money to build this airport or build this highway or bridges or schools or ports. And then they can't make the payments, and then they end up owning a piece of the real estate.
Well, I got the music coming up in my ear. I'll have to let you go to be continued tomorrow, and I assume we'll still be talking about China, won't we?
Well, it should be.
All righty. Okay. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things that she writes about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Donald Trump, who has mounted relentless attacks on the integrity of U.S. voting since his 2020 election defeat, launched a bid to regain the presidency in 2024, aiming to preempt potential Republican rivals. Republicans were just one seat shy of securing a majority in the House of Representatives, a midterm victory that would usher in 2 years of divided government after Democrats retained control of the Senate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is facing a high wire act as he takes a step toward becoming Speaker. A Georgia law banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy cannot be enforced, a state judge has ruled, handing a victory to Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights groups that challenged the restriction when it took effect this past summer. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military news segment and veterans news as well. And we've got some things to add in there, and then we're going to jump to a caller who just happens to be a military veteran himself. But I will tell you that the National Aviation Academy brings you this edition of the program, and they will be in the house here in about an hour. Bo Browning will be here, so if you have any questions for him, feel free to ask. This is what the National Aviation Academy is all about.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it all starts with the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That's where it all starts. Go over there, check out the website, look at all the different things they have to offer, and don't be afraid to call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, and they've got two of them. Now, the two facilities that they have, one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. So, call them up, 800-659-2080,
You can find out what it's like to be an aviation maintenance tech. They make a lot of money for what they do. They get a lot of benefits for what they do. It's a tremendous career, and nobody is walking away from it that I know of. So there you go. Now, that's National Aviation Academy. All right, well, if you haven't been listening, North Korea, once again, launched a missile, fired it downrange, landed off the coast of South Korea, got everybody all concerned again there because they're getting trigger happy and they're making all kinds of comments again. Little Kim, I guess he wants more steaks or whatever the deal is, but usually when they start firing missiles, it's because he's running out of food or running out of something. So that's what he's up to. But the Pentagon right now is hard at work trying to find out whether or not Russia actually fired the missiles targeting the Ukrainian energy facilities that crossed into Poland, killing two, or whether or not the Ukraine errantly fired a missile. Because apparently the Ukraine has missiles similar to what was fired, as does Russia. There is a slight difference, but that difference wasn't noticeable. So it could have been either one of the countries' missiles that got fired. So, but they'll get to the bottom of it, I'm sure, and we'll hear about it. Now, the Army has confirmed that an officially approved app was built using code from a tech company with Russian roots that provides popular tools for app developers to send customized notifications to their users. Now, the problem with this is this official Army app, which had the Russian code in it, might have actually harvested data and sent it to the Russians. Isn't that just ducky? Isn't that just ducky? All right, well, the top Republican on the House Defense Spending Panel narrowly won re-election on Monday, but did get re-elected, ending nearly a week of speculation as to whether or not he would return to Congress and probably take over that committee assignment as the chairman. We're going to see a lot of positions flip and a lot of new faces running the show in the House since the Republicans have now got their 218 seats, which is actually 219 seats. And I'll go out on a limb here and tell you that I believe between now and perhaps Monday of next week, maybe Tuesday at the latest, it'll be 221 seats for the Republicans, 214 for the Democrats. That's where I'm hanging my hat at the moment. And we'll see how right I am. By the way, the Marines Elite Silent Drill Platoon. You ever seen that? It's a great, great, great drill team. They got its first female member, and she happens to be the commander of the platoon. So the Marine Corps' most prestigious silent drill platoon will be commanded by a woman for the first time ever starting this Monday. Now, here's a question for you before I go to the lines. Can the Air Force train new pilots without planes? Well, you would think so. Simulators, jet simulators, set to replace jets as officials prepare to retire the T-1A Jayhawk, which is the plane they were learning to fly in. So we'll see. We'll find out real quick. All right, let's go to the phone line. And we've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. I appreciate the opportunity. And as you always say, God bless America. You know, infighting amongst Republicans created by the leftist communist media has got to stop. They have succeeded in controlling the narrative. Loyalty is what is missing. Rick Scott should have been voted in as the minority leader in the Senate, not Mitch McConnell, who hates us.
Yeah.
You have Kraft talking Lindsey Graham voting over 58% with the Biden's agenda. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski is a contagious party germ that has poisoned conservative thought. The party must undergo a flushing cleansing phase. Now, remember, Newt Gingrich contract to America. If Mr. Trump gets denied, I will support him. Governor DeSantis have three young kids. He's not interested in the presidency right now. Mike Pence, stop. You are not presidential in the GOP, Mr. Moderate. You know, get lost. We don't want you in our party, Mr. Pence. Now, I will support Trump-Pompeo 2024 ticket. 2028, I support Pompeo-DeSantis. 2032, DeSantis enters the presidential arena. By then, his kids will be in college. Nikki Haley resigned because she needed more time spent with her young children. Fox News and Newsmax put out a request sheet that identify which Republicans are not loyal. We can start with Mitt Romney in Mormon country of Utah. He did not lift a hand to help Mike Lee, who is a conservative from the same state of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? The Murdochs at Fox News are Trump haters. They have been pushing this narrative for years to completely weaken the GOP.
Have you heard the latest with Murdoch?
Yes, I have, Captain.
Yeah, because you know, I talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm, you sure did. You know, that's why Kevin Jackson called Fox News lion skanks.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Kevin. And Diamond and Silk fled Fox News because of the temperature over there. Captain, I appreciate you. Much love. God bless our soldiers. God bless America. Thank you, sir.
Amen, brother. And by the way, folks, we'll get an opportunity to meet Kevin Jackson the first part of next year. I don't know what the date is yet, but he is coming to the Tampa Bay area. I'm going to be involved in it somehow. Don't know what the somehow is yet. We may get one of our friends involved in this, too. Chris Markowski, we'll see. But there's going to be an event. He's going to be at it, and he'll be, of course, the lead dog, and we'll be the follow-ups. But it's going to also be some of the comedy stuff that he does. He does political comedy, and believe me, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. You'll want to be around for that. Kevin Jackson does a great job. And, of course, he's heard on many of these same stations, too. So there you go. The Black Spear, that's what he calls himself. Now, we got Chris Markowski coming up here in about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm not really sure where he wants to go, but I'm going to talk to him about the Fox stuff, the Murdoch family, and what they're saying about Donald Trump and what they're not going to do. This is just stuff. And again, I've already made some changes. Fox is not my go-to network anymore. It's Newsmax. Because I know a lot of the people over there. And I've been asked to write for those people over there. And I eventually may write a little something from time to time. And you'll see it over there. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. Chris Markowski coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, betcha. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive Motors. Now, Moss Family not only has the Nissan dealerships, they've also got an Acura dealership right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to their Nissan dealership that's right there at the same place. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and check out and see what they've got there in the line of vehicles, new and certified pre-owned. Because the Moss Acura that you buy will come with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, whether it's the certified pre-owned or whether or not it's the Moss Acura new vehicle itself. And then the other thing is, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMTs, EMS, firefighters, or police officers, sheriff's deputies, troopers, whatever, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on your vehicle. They give back to you for your service to our communities. So there you go. Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door or two. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Pretty good, but you might you might have a few reservations after I tell you something here. I spent a lot of the first hour this morning of the program talking about the Murdoch media empire and what they are doing right now to Donald Trump. And this is coming right straight from Rupert, who owns Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Post. All of them, of course, very influential right-of-center news outlets that have helped Donald Trump back in 2016 and 2020. Well, according to Murdoch, Mr. Murdoch, that won't happen this time around. He says he will not back any presidential run by Donald Trump and would back a Democrat before backing Donald Trump if he had to. He's also expressed a strong preference for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who I'm telling you right now is going nowhere but Florida.
Well, it's not just Rupert Murdoch. I mean, all of the major Republican donors have come out and they've said that they're not going to back him either. They're not going to give him a cent. Estee Lauder, Ken Griffin, I mean, go right on down the list.
Stephen Schwarzman.
They're all they all do the same thing. So it's not just Murdoch over at Fox. It's all of the big time Republican donors have gone away as well.
And of course, he's using his newspapers, the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, to put articles out there like this one here that was in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday. Trump is the Republican Party's biggest loser.
There's been a lot. I mean, the New York Post has been going after Trump a lot as of late. Wall Street Journal has never really been that much of a fan. They've been measured in their calls. Tales from the Green Room yesterday. I spent some time on Fox yesterday, Fox Business yesterday, and speaking with people that from the Wall Street Journal and whatnot that were there. We were talking about his. Donald Trump's record as president, some of the things that he did, and how he did a great job with that.
Yep.
But it's we also talked about how his conduct has just become so unpalatable to so many people. It makes it difficult. You turn people off, especially people that are independents, people that are in the middle. It's very, very difficult to win. And, I anecdotally, like I said, I've got a lot of, listeners and people from around the country. They feel in the same way. They're kind of wishing that he would step aside and let other people come into the forefront at this period of time. And another thing that everybody's got to realize as well is that, you're an automatic lame duck, if you're running. So, you're Republicans, you only got 4 years if he wins. You're going to have to put somebody new up in another 4 years. That makes it, a difficult situation as well. So, it's not just Rupert Murdoch. It's the feeling that I'm getting from, people all around the country is the same thing. And if that's the way that they feel now, I don't see how Donald Trump is going to change that, especially, his conduct over the past, several weeks going after Youngkin, going after DeSantis, and, the fact that anybody disagrees with the guy, he makes fun of them and treats them, it's like an elementary school type of a situation where you're calling people names. But you don't have to do that. You can disagree with people on certain things and you can debate with them in a classy manner, a Socratic manner, rather than trying to tear them down. I think it's got a very difficult run ahead of him.
Well, I agree with you, but I also noticed that when he gave his speech from Mar-a-Lago, it was very measured, and he was not all hyped up the way he likes to get. He was quiet. He was reserved. I was almost in shock. I was wondering if he was sick or something, and so were a lot of other people going, man, what happened? He's not all excited. Well, he actually changed the way he presented his speech, and a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, I picked up, the low energy, wasn't the usual, hype that he normally had. on that. I mean, and again, you know, we'll see. I mean, you're going to really, he's going to really have to do a 180 when it comes to this. And right now, I mean, that was his speech announcing his run. What if other people start to run? You don't have to go after and attack people personally. Attack people based upon, you know, the issues. That's how these things need done. You know, I am not a fan. And when you start calling people names, Lion, Ted, those, it turns me off. Always has. You don't need to do that.
No. And all it does is belittle yourself. But the thing of it is I don't think Trump is dead in the water or anything like that. He has a way of coming back, and I think that he'll come back from this, even though there seems to be a lot of people coming out, which may not be unintentional, maybe intentional right now. A lot of people coming out saying, hey, we don't support the guy, we don't want him to run, whatever. And the people that are coming out are people you wouldn't expect to hear from.
Well, if you don't get the money, I mean, it's going to be very difficult to run.
Sure.
And the reality of the situation. I mean, these are big time, mega donors. And again, if you get, certain media outlets that are, these are the reality, the big conservative outlets out there that are going to be hammering, it's going to be difficult as well.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of the situation.
Yep. Well, DeSantis still has about $96 million left of his $260 million war chest. And apparently he's got over $100 million now since he got elected. He's been getting some more money. Trump, on the other hand, is stuck at around $68 million. That's what he's got left of all the money that he had set aside for his election.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't think they're going to, DeSantis is going to be sharing that money with Donald Trump anytime soon.
No, not at all. Mm. No, but yet Trump can be a kingmaker. If nothing else happens, he could certainly be a kingmaker and say...
You don't want to do that. The kingmaker thing didn't work in the midterms.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean didn't work? What are you talking about?
Well, and every single candidate that he supported in a swing state, lost. They lost. That's the reality. I mean, you're going to win, you should win. And super red states, kind of like how Democrats win oftentimes in places like, California. But, the people that he backed in a lot of these swing states, they didn't do well. And that's just the reality of the situation. And you came out against guys, that disagreed with the election stuff and whatnot, and you hammered them. And they, these are guys that were well-known. In certain states, hey, take a look at Georgia, the governor. I mean, how hard he came after him.
Yeah.
He was winning, and he wanted a landslide in the state of Georgia.
Yep.
But you pushed aside because they disagreed with you. It's okay to have friendly disagreements when it comes to a myriad of things. It is. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to destroy people first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day, and be wary of the snow to the north.
Oh, way up there.
They're going to get it. They're going to get it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out what all the different stuff that he's got going. And I'll be back after the top of the hour news.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.